Brazilians can take pride in something else. Their country is the only one that sent a team to every soccer World Cup, all 19 of them. The next one is in South Africa next summer. Brazil will be there, as usual, but not Egypt. Its national soccer team failed to make the cut yesterday. And as Aya Batraoui reports, Egyptians are seeing this as a national humiliation.
The last time Egypt reached the World Cup finals was nearly 20 years ago. So when Egypt and Algeria went head-to-head for a playoff match in Sudan last night, it was more than just a game for millions of Egyptians. It was about national pride, about being the Arab superpower, about being the sole Arab country represented in the World Cup. When Egypt lost 1-0, it was a painful defeat, said media analyst Mohamed Salim.
When Algeria got it yesterday, as if it was, halas, the end of the world. Many people were crying, students were crying, my mothers were crying. Everybody was, halas, it is the end of the world, and Armageddon is almost an hour ago.
The loss comes at a sensitive time for Egyptians. Their status as the most powerful Arab nation has steadily eroded. And recently, Egypt's efforts to get its culture minister named head of UNESCO backfired when he was passed over amid controversy over his political views. So Salim says the country's bruised ego was counting on soccer.
In the 60s, Egypt had a national project, the High Dam. And we built the High Dam. In the 70s, we had the war against Israel. Was it good or bad? We did something. But throughout the past 28 years, what is the national project of Egypt? Soccer was the only thing. But right now, even we lost in soccer. We lost that yesterday.
Granted, Egypt has had some international bright spots of late. It's where President Obama chose to give his speech to the Muslim world earlier this year. Still, 19-year-old student Delia Sarwat said, in a country where a quarter of Egyptians live on less than a dollar a day, soccer was one of the few things that people felt good about.
There's nothing going well in this country because we're more interested in superficials rather than looking deep inside because it hurts too much. It's a lot to be fixed, and it will not be fixed.
When I ask 15-year-old Amr Ahmed, what do Egyptians have left if they don't have soccer? He says, at least we can be happy that we are Egyptians. What else? There's nothing more. For The World, I'm Aya Batraoui in Cairo.